Let's get more reaction to last night's debate, which comes just 2 days before the Nevada caucuses. There were six Democratic candidates on stage last night, but the newest one, Michael Bloomberg, is not on the ballot in Nevada. He's got his eyes on Super Tuesday, which is coming up in 12 days. And he took fire from all the other candidates, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and Pete Buttigieg. Let's bring in NPR's Asma Khalid in Las Vegas. Hi, Asma.
Hey there.
So let's start with former Mayor Bloomberg. It was his first time on the national debate stage, and many are saying he seemed unprepared for some of the pointed attacks he faced, including his support of stop and frisk policies during his tenure as mayor. Here he is.
I've apologized. I've asked for forgiveness. But the bottom line is that we stopped too many people, and we've got to make sure that we do something about criminal justice in this country. There is no great answer to a lot of these problems. And if we took off everybody that was wrong on this, off this panel, everybody that was wrong on criminal justice at some time in their careers, there'd be nobody else up here.
Even his own campaign staff have admitted he didn't do as well as expected. What are people saying today?
So he's actually having a rally in Salt Lake City in Utah today. That's going to be voting later in the calendar. As you mentioned, he's not on the ballot here in Nevada. And my colleague Aisha Roscoe has been with him. And she says that he has tried to pivot towards a general election message, essentially saying that Donald Trump sees his poll numbers and he's scared. And he also warned against nominating Bernie Sanders, saying it would be a fatal error. But to the point of sort of cleanup of yesterday's debate, I mean, look, the campaign has been suggesting that a lot of folks came out directly to target Mike Bloomberg and that he had not been on the debate stage. He hasn't debated in over a decade. I think that's a sort of tricky question. I mean, he has the money and the ad space to be able to change the narrative, regardless of what people saw in last night's debate. But like you said, he's not actually on the ballot. He's not going to be a contested force until Super Tuesday. So I don't know that we have a clear sense of how this actually shakes out with voters yet.
Well, and it was surprising, given that Bernie Sanders is in the lead in basically all the polls at this point, how few attacks compared to Bloomberg that he got. He stood his ground on several of them, though, including criticism of his Medicare for All plan. But on how to pay for it, let's listen to the answer. Here he is in an exchange with Pete Buttigieg.
When saving people money because they don't pay any premiums, out-of-pocket expenses, co-payments, or deductibles, they're going to be much better off.
But where's the other $25 trillion supposed to come from? At a certain point, you got to do the math.
Well, we got it all up there on internet. It's a payroll tax. A payroll tax.
No, but even after the payroll tax.
So does Bernie Sanders need to be able to provide more concrete details about how he's going to fund and get support for some of these policies that he's been talking about?
So, Jeremy, he has been asked about that many times, specifically around how he's going to fund Medicare for All. And thus far, I will say, despite the fact that he's been asked those questions from some of his opponents and the fact that he's been asked some of those questions from some of his own Democratic opponents, it does not seem to sort of hamper any of his momentum. He is seen to be, and I would argue, sort of the clear front runner in a number of recent polls. Here on the ground in Nevada, his staff has a very large operation, I believe over 200 staffers. They've been making a lot of inroads into the Latino community, and that's something that won't just benefit him here in Nevada, but also in some key Super Tuesday states like California and Texas.
Why do you think that more of the candidates didn't go after Bernie last night?
I think that's a really interesting strategic question. I think for a long time there was an assumption that Bernie Sanders sort of had a ceiling of voters. I would argue that that is a somewhat faulty assumption at this point because we have seen that he has been able to grow his base of support. There is a sense that you need to knock down among some of these candidates who are in the more centrist, I should say, moderate lane, that they need to knock down one another in order to be able to consolidate that moderate path. And in part, that's because they're looking at all of the support that someone like Joe Biden, Amy Klobuchar, and Pete Buttigieg collectively got in a state like New Hampshire. And they'll say, well, it was more than what Bernie Sanders got. What I will say is that this is a very similar argument to what I heard from Republicans in 2016 as Donald Trump kept picking up state after state.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's say that after Super Tuesday, or even before, it comes down to Bernie Sanders and his support and somebody else that has to go up against Bernie Sanders. Who came out of last night's debate best positioned to be that somebody else?
I don't know that we have a clear answer of that. If you're looking at the debate just in isolation, it was a very strong night for Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. She had the strongest, the harshest critique lines against Mayor Bloomberg, and it was clear to folks on the, you know, sort of paying attention to her, who have followed her for a long time, that, you know, this is a woman who has been a fighter, who has a clear prosecutorial sort of track record of taking on folks and questioning them in the banking world. But with Elizabeth Warren, you know, she didn't have the strongest performances in Iowa and New Hampshire. And so I don't know that we have a very clear sense of who is the natural front runner. I think people thought maybe that opponent to Bernie Sanders could be Mike Bloomberg, but his debate performance last night looked rocky.
Yeah, if the argument right now is about who can win, Elizabeth Warren's fourth place finish in neighboring New Hampshire from her home state of Massachusetts, it doesn't look good for that. But we'll see if last night's debate changes much. Asma Khalid of NPR, thank you.
You're welcome.